From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers got a rare opportunity to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove the threat from North Korea. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, attended Wednesday's briefing at the White House.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others, are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry said on Thursday key components of the U.S. missile defense system, also known as THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, have been installed and the system already has a capability of being deployed anywhere. A spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry said the installment of the THAAD battery on Wednesday was done in light of the escalating tensions with North Korea. Still, some in South Korea held protests Wednesday as the THAAD battery arrived amid rumors the system's radar may pose a health hazard. Seoul caused the worries groundless. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.